This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 386 and three quarters, up 4 3/4. July corn, 394 and a half, up 4 1/2. September corn, 401 and three quarters, up 4. May soybeans, 986, down 3 3/4. July soybeans, 991 and a quarter, down 3 1/4. August soybeans, 991, down 3. May wheat, 536 and a quarter, up 7 3/4. July wheat, 535 and 3/4, up 6 1/4. September wheat, 544 and a quarter, up 6 1/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end mixed on Thursday afternoon. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 4 to 5 cents at 361 to 384, while soybean bids were down 4 at 956 to 980. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 5 to 6 at 357 to 383, while soybean bids were down 3 to 4 cents at 966 to 986. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 5 cents higher at 371 to 387. Soybean bids were down 4 to 5 cents at 969 to 991, and wheat bids mostly 7 to 9 higher at 436 to 505. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids ended mixed at 996 to 1003, with basis steady to 7 cents stronger, ranging from 10 to 17 over the May. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $332.30 to $355.30 per ton. That's down $4.60, with basis unchanged ranging from 5 to 28 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 6 to 9 cents higher at 384 to 399, with basis up 1 to 4 cents at 3 under to 12 over the May. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 cents higher at 381 to 386, basis steady at 6 under to 1 under the May. Soybeans down 5 to 6 cents on Thursday at 986 to 993, with basis 1 to 2 cents lower, range from option to 7 over the May. And new crop wheat prices up 2 to 6 cents on Thursday at 518 to 526, with basis steady to 4 cents lower at 18 to 10 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 4 to 5 higher at 402 to 404. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 4 to 5 cents with quotations at 10.11 to 10.13. Soft red winter wheat up 7 at 5.36 to 5.44, and Milo ended the day 1 to 3 higher at 4.47 to 4.48. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 366 to 381. New crop soybean bids range from 921 to 939. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 366 to 381. New crop soybean bids at 936 to 954. And in the southern part of the state on Thursday, new crop corn bids range from 369 to 385. New crop soybean bids at 922 to 948. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 497 up to 524. That completes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Thursday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 163.02, up $1.22. June live cattle, 153.37, up $1.15. August live cattle, 149.82, up 65 cents. April feeder cattle, 220.37, up $1.75. May feeder cattle, 217.45, up 80 cents. August feeder cattle, 218.55, up 62 cents. April lean hogs, 63.17, up 27 cents. May lean hogs, 68.35, down 85 cents. June lean hogs, 75.70, down 55 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 2nd's morning afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.26 higher in the range of $50 to $58 with the weighted average carcass price of $57.12. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 30 to 35, 4 to 5 weights 33 to 38, 5 to 6 weights 35 to 40, and 6 weights and up 37 to 44. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $32 to $39. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 13,547 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 236 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 161.50 to 167.25. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 145 to 151. And choice slaughter heifers were 161.75 to 165. On to slaughter cows, average dressing premium. Cows were bringing 134.50 to 135. Breakers were 105 to 114, with some high dressing at 224. Boners were 102 to 109, and high dressing 111 to 118. Leans were 87 to 97. Now moving on to Reels Livestock Auction. They had a special feeder cattle sale, receipts of 583 head, starting with the feeder steers, medium and large, ones and twos. Four weights were $285 to $3. Five weights were $265 to $283. Six weights were $225 to $244.50. Feeder steers, large ones and twos, four weights were $267 to $286. Five weights, $270 to $276. And six weights were $227 to $235. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones and twos. Five weights were $220 to $245. Six weights were $210 to $232. Feeder heifers, large twos. Three weights were running $302.50 or $291 to $302.50. Four weights were $251 to $290. Five weights were $241 to $249, and six weights were $230 to $239. Now moving on to the Greenville Livestock Auction, they have choice slaughter steers bringing $160 to $165.50, choice slaughter Holstein steers $150 to $155, and choice slaughter heifers $159.50 to $170. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were $164.50 to $166, and on a dress basis, $262. Heifers on a live basis traded at $165 to $165.50. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 320 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $64.44, and that was 46 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses, $255.94, that was 52 cents higher. Select carcasses, $250.46, that was 25 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 103,000. That compared to 108,000 last week and 118,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 434,000. That compared to 432,000 last week and 407,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, where we'll hear some news on the estate tax and also on poultry. That's coming up after this. There may be new momentum in Congress behind legislation to repeal the estate tax. The fight to repeal the estate tax, billed the death tax by its farmer and rancher detractors for its onerous farm impact, has been ongoing for the better part of three decades. American Farm Bureau tax advisor Pat Wolf says in the last few weeks, votes in the House committee and the Senate has given new momentum to the effort.
In the Senate, it was a budget amendment vote, so it's not binding, to repeal estate taxes. There were 54 senators, so that's more than half, that voted for that provision. On the House side, the Ways and Means Committee held a hearing on estate tax repeal, and last week they voted a bill out of their committee.
Which the full House is expected to vote on once lawmakers return from spring break. But Wolf says votes this year are really a setup for more comprehensive tax reform after the next presidential election.
We know that the president will not sign a repeal bill. We also know that Congress is gearing up for fundamental tax reform after the next presidential election. So everything that's happening now cues up for that.
And the better the votes now, Wolf says, the better the chances estate tax repeal will show up in a sweeping tax bill where experience shows such reforms have a better chance. Another boost for a repeal is the dramatic rise in land values over the last 10 years.
And we know that even the last year that's on record, which would be 2013 to 2014, average cropland values went up over 7%. So what that means is that the $5 million per person, $10 million per couple exemption that we have is being eroded by the increases in land prices.
And even with the adjusted higher exemption amounts in recent years, farm assets still end up being sold off in many cases to pay the estate taxes. Hamilton's hay auction will be taking place this Saturday. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a preview of the auction.
Yeah, Angela, so far we've got three loads of 3x3s in. We've got some really nice alfalfa. We've got some alfalfa grass in 3x3s. And we've got a load of 3x3s of straw. It's really bright straw. We've got several round bales already in, probably 75 or 100. And as far as small squares with the weather, it's kind of hard to predict what we're going to have on them. But we should end up with, somewhere 1,500 to 2,000 small squares for Saturday.
All right. Well, it sounds like it'll be another large auction. Mike, if anyone has any questions, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can reach me on my cell phone at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton with Hamilton's Hay Auction. Easter time comes with a slew of images involving cute baby animals and, most frequently, displays and pictures involving eggs and chicks. For true poultry enthusiasts, though, having birds on the brain isn't just a symptom of Easter, it's a year-round commitment. Diane Weir is president of a club focused on our feathered friends, the Central Illinois Poultry Club.
The Central Illinois Poultry Club consists of members basically in Central Illinois. However, we do have some as far north as West Chicago area, and we have some in the western part of the state, too. Our goal is for people to exhibit and enjoy standard poultry from large fowl to bantam breeds, ducks, geese. Some of the members have pigeons and guineas, turkeys. We have members with various kinds of birds and various breeds of birds.
The club gathers about once a month to network and get questions answered about their birds, as well as discuss events they put on. The capstone event the Central Illinois Poultry Club puts on annually is their spring show.
Our big event is the Central Illinois Poultry Club show, which is going to take place June 13, 2015, at the Interstate Center in Bloomington, Illinois, at the McLean County Fairgrounds. It's a building that will house several thousand birds. The birds are judged according to a standard, and the standard is based upon a book that is published called The Standard of Perfection for Poultry. I think we're going to have about four judges this year. We will have a junior showmanship contest for those 18 and under. We have 3 different divisions.
Other activities at their spring show involve a live bird auction, silent auction, and raffle. Weir says they also encourage the public to come out, view the birds, and participate in their own poultry contest.
That is an opportunity for the public to look through the birds and pick what they think is the prettiest bird. And we'll have voting for what the public thinks is the most beautiful bird.
This 18th annual spring show is a special event. Weir says this year's show is in memory of Central Illinois Poultry Club member Buddy Hudson.
Buddy was a dear friend and member of the Central Illinois Poultry Club. Buddy had outstanding birds, just some of the best, the very best in the country. And he passed away recently, and we dearly miss him.
For poultry enthusiasts and hobbyists who attend the show, Weir encourages them to join the Central Illinois Poultry Club.
We welcome anyone to come to our show, and if they're interested, we would welcome people to join the Central Illinois Poultry Club and attend meetings and find out more about birds. Our club has people that is very willing to share information with others, and if the person is new at this kind of activity, then we are more than willing to help them.
Again, that was president of the Central Illinois Poultry Club, Diane Weir. For more information on the club, you can visit their website, centralillinoispoultryshow.com. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.